Okay, today's daf is Chulin, daf Yurches. Just two sponsorships I forgot to mention yesterday. Yesterday's daf was sponsored also by the Abramoff family. L'zecher nishmas Shena Yafa Bas Moshe. We thank them for the sponsorship. Abramoff family, l'zecher nishmas Shena Yafa Bas Moshe. As well as, sponsored as we said, by the Eisen family for this week, in honor of their 18th wedding anniversary. They should have mazel and bracha for many years. Okay, so we are four lines from the bottom of the, on Dav Yud Zayin Amabez. There was a Daf Pe'in Shir yesterday, so hopefully that is up from the Sugya of Nitna Torah V'Nizchatsha Halacha, by learning Halacha from before Matan Torah, the Maritz Chayis that came up on Daf Tezayin. That was our jumping point in Chulin, and also the Parsha Shir hopefully will be up sometime this morning. Okay, so four lines for the bottom, Yud Zayin Amabez. Amar Rav Huna bar Rav Katina, Amar Rav Shimon ben Lakish. Rav Huna says in the name of Reish Lakish, Shalosh Pegimos Hain. There are three Pegimos. There are three areas in Halacha where a Pegima, where a slight little bump, a slight little slit could be a problem. What are they? Pegimas etzem b'Pesach. Number one, making a pegima in a bone on Pesach. As we know, there's an issa d'oraisa in Parshas Bo, etzem lo sishbruvo. One is not allowed to break a bone of the carbon Pesach. And if one even breaks a very little bone, so that is aser d'oraisa. That is, as the Sefer HaChinuch describes it, we're going to quote another Chinuch in a minute, but this one I'll just quote outside. That is the Sefer HaChinuch's first place in his Sefer, where he quotes the concept of Achareya Pu'ulos Dimshachos Halavavos. We are influenced by our actions. He quotes that 50 times in his Sefer. That's the first one, that the Kadosh Baruch Hu wants us to eat in a calm and refined manner, and therefore he helps us out. If you're not allowed to break the bones, so then you're not going to be ravenous as we eat. We'll be calm, cool, and collected, and therefore that is part of the Isser, the part of the background for the Isser of breaking the bones. Number one, what are the Pegima? So even a tiny little Pegama in the bone, I shouldn't think that, oh, if I only make a little bit of a Pegam, it's not Usser. Number two, Pegimas Ozen Bibachar, a Pegima in the ear of a Bachar. As we have mentioned, there is a mitzvah d'oraisa of Bachar Behema Tahora. There are really three mitzvahs relating to firstborns. There's a mitzvah of Pinyon HaBen, mitzvah of firstborn human. Then there's the mitzvah of Bachar Behema Tahora. It's counted as three separate mitzvahs. The mitzvah of being makdish, the firstborn of a kosher animal. And then there is the mitzvah relating to the firstborn of a donkey. The only non-kosher animal that its firstborn has a status. I would not call it kedusha, but it has a status. And the status is that I have to give it to the, I have to switch it with, switch its status with a set and say, give the set of the kohen. And the chamar is chulin biad Yisrael, and it says chulin biad kohen. Right, that's the halacha of pidyon petah chamar. There is another mitzvah, it's really four mitzvahs, that if I don't do the pidyon, I have to kill the chamar. V'mosif dev arafto, as the pasuk says at the end of Parshas Bo. Those are really four mitzvahs. There is a taz that I mentioned in the past that I like very much, that is a very, helps in terms of rules and regulations for brachas. We mentioned this in the mitzvah shir. The taz in Simin Shin Chaf Aleph in Yerodeah asks a simple question. Why? We know there are three mitzvahs relating to the firstborns of a kosher and non-kosher person. Why are there brachos by two out of three? There's a bracha by Pidyon HaBen, so we know Al Pidyon HaBen. There's a bracha by Petach Chamor. We discussed that. If somebody never saw a ceremony of Petach Chamor, just Google it. There are Petach Chamor ceremonies that we do Bizman Hazeh. If somebody, Jews don't usually own donkeys, but if a Jew owns a donkey and the donkey has a firstborn, you do it Bizman Hazeh. It's not a mitzvah that's connected to the Beis HaMikdash. Mitzvah Bizman Hazeh. Just like Bachar Behemet Tahora is knowing Bizman Hazeh. It's just that usually we don't want to have karbanas walking around. So we know Bachar Behemet Tahora is automatically a karban. And therefore, we usually have, the Shulchan Aruch says, trying to make a shutfis with a guy to own the animal before the Bachar Behemet Tahora is born. And in that way, that's mafkia, the Kedusha's Bachar. And then after that, so we buy it back from a guy again. Because we don't want to have a karban walking around. But to have a chamor walking around, okay, so you just switch the Kedusha and you make a bracha of Al Pidyon Petach Chamor. So there's a bracha. You don't make the bracha of the Arifa, because that's the Bidiyevet. But you make a bracha. So you make a bracha on Pidyon Petach Chamor, you make a bracha on Pidyon Ben. You don't make a bracha on Bachar Behemet Tahora. That's the Taz's Kasha. It's really the Prisha's Kasha. But the Taz in Yerodeah, Shun Chafal of Zion asked that. But Prisha Hiksha, Lama Lama Varchan Gamkein Anasinus Bachar Behemet Tahora Lakoin. Kamo Bepidyon Petach Chamor, Ubepidyon Bachar Adam. Great Kasha. So he quotes the Prisha's answer, Vitirates, De Ein Mevarech Ela Kishenishar Biyado Mimasha Haya Kodesh Vinosein Midiach Minitachtav. The Prisha says you only make a bracha when you have something left in your hand that you get benefit from. That's what the priest said. You only make a berachas mitzvah when there's some benefit that you get. By bachar, by pidyon ben, so you have your son. By petach habar, you have your donkey. By bachar beivatar, you have nothing. That's the priest. Ask the Taz, why should you have that requirement? There are many mitzvahs that we do that we get nothing. We just do the mitzvah. Right, Mrs. Alahedos, you can even say exactly. Ve'ezem maspikli, to become makom, lama lo yavarech ala mitzvah, demali pekashlo nisha biyado. Kiva, to become makom, mikaya mitzvah Hashem barachu. So he's back to the question, what's the difference? So venirali, says the Taz beautifully. De'ein shayach bracha, ela b'mashe ose ha'ada mishelo. You gotta do something in order to make a bracha. If you're not really doing anything, you're not accomplishing anything, there's no bracha. So where you're doing something, al zeh mevarech, shezacha lasos mishelo, ratzon hamakom baruch hu. So by pidyon haben, you're really doing something, because the boy now belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and now you're doing something, you're being poti, you're switching the kedusha. By petach hamor, you're doing something. By bechor behemot Torah, am I really doing anything? It's a kadosh me'elav. Even if I don't want it to be kadosh, it's kadosh. Yes, the Gemara says mitzvah afal pisha kadosh mitzvah lahakdisho. There's a mitzvah to add my own element of hakdasha, but meikar hadin, it's kadosh whether I like it or not. Masheikim bevachor deme olam lahaya lishos chuspo to be shenolad who begasad rachmana vaviki ilu lo nolad lo osa abachor elak ilu nolad bebeis kohen mi paraso to rachmana zachalo bekach. That's the Taz. By mitzvah, even though it's counted as the mitzvah say daraisa, it's counted mitzvah yurchas. The chinuch has the mitzvah daraisa of pet of bechor behe b'tahara, but it really says the Taz, you're not really accomplishing anything. Not really accomplishing anything. The mitzvah is not to be mafkia the kedusha, to give it to the goyin and go along with the kedusha. Right? It's the only carbon that's automatic. Right, all other carbonas are not automatic. It's interesting because the only carbon that's automatic is also the only carbon that might lose its kedusha in an automatic way. As we know, as we're talking about here, let's move over a little bit. As we learn here, now let's get back to the context of the Gemara. Pekimas ozen bebechar. The concept is that if this bechar gets a mum in it, it's automatically chulin. That doesn't apply to any other carbon either. Any other carbon, if it gets a mum in it, it's called psulei hamikdashim, and it still has to be redeemed. And there's still yisurim that apply to it. You're not allowed to shear in the normal way. You're not allowed to work in the normal way. But by bechar, it's the only carbon that became automatically. Besides a baby of a carbon also is automatic, but that's already it's already a carbon, and it becomes kadosh automatically. And if it gets a mum kavua, then it becomes chulin automatically. The Gemara describes in the first parak of Sanhedrin that one of the Tanaim went to live on a farm for a year and a half. I think it was Rebbe. For 18 months, he went to live on a farm to learn the halachas of mum kavua and mum over. Unbelievable. 18 months, because he had to learn this area of halacha. He had to learn this area of halacha. There's no area of halacha that he had left uncovered. So that's this halacha. So pekibas ozen bebechar to a pegima, a mum in the ear of a bechar. So any tiny little pegam, also, that pegima makes it a mum, and then the kohen can have it. Already very early, it's quoted in Shulchan Aruch as well, Kohanim are not trusted on mumin kavuas, because Rechoshe them, that they put the mum in it, because they don't want to have to schlep it up and treat it as a karban, so we don't believe, they're not neman to put the mum in it. The Gemara even describes in Maseches Beitza, Daf Chav Zayin, the Gemara describes that even I did grama, it's an issur daraisa to put a mum in a bechor. So what the Kohanim used to do is that they used to put a little dough behind the ear of an animal, and then send it into the field with all the other animals. And then lo and behold, the other animals used to nibble at the dough behind the animal's ear, and then nibble a little bit about the ear also, and saying, oh, I can't believe it, what happened? But that's an issur daraisa. Very few issur daraisas that you could do ayde grama. But the Gemara gives that example. Even because that's not called, the issur is a result-oriented avera. And therefore one is not allowed to do that. Okay. Back to Reish Lakish. So Reish Lakish says there are three types of begimus. There's a pagam of the bone in the current Pesach. There's a pagam in the ear of the Bechor. And number three, pagimus mum makachim. There's a pagam of putting a mum in a carbon. There's an isidaraisa of being matal mum makachim. Even non-Bechor. I'm not allowed to create a mum in a kachim. That is the three pagimus. Rashi points out that the Gemara could have said, pagimus mum makachim is an example of pagimus mum makachim. Why do you have to list that one separately? They're both karbanis. So Rashi says they don't always have the exact same rules in terms of pagimas. That's why it is included there. So that's an isser of matum mumbakachim. There is, did I bring it? The Rambam, yeah. The Rambam in Hilchas Avoda, we mentioned this many times in Zvachim and Menachas, but just to quote it again, the Rambam in the 18th parak of Psulei HaMakdashin, in parak Yudes, he quotes there's another way to be matum mumbakachim. Not specifically damaging it physically. The Rambam says, "Call a machashiv machshava she'ena nachona b'kachim." If I have a machshava psula regarding a carbon, if I think pigle, if I think a shalol lishma, hareze over below sasei, shahareze dome lamatul mum b'kachim. It's like I'm being matul mum b'kachim if I passel it through a machshava. If you have a pikin in a lokesh she'ena machshava ma'isa. It's a very important Rambam. Psulei hamakdashim yudches alf and yudches beis. But that's a different type of pegimas mum. That's not a physical pegima, but that's a halacha pegima. So there are three types of pegimas. Rav Chisda Amar, pegima sakin. Also, our context, the pegima of a sakin. If you have a little pegam on a knife, that is a fourth pegima. V'idach, why didn't Reish Lakish put this on his list like Rav Chisda did? B'chulu akamairi, he's only talking about karbanas. He's not talking about chulin. Fine. V'kulad pegimas, and what is the shear of the pegima of each of these items? K'dei pegimas amizbeach. It's the same amount of pegima that if a stone of the, that we want to use for the mizbeach is nifkan, we can't use it. We know the Pasuk says at the end of Parshas Yisro that we're not allowed to use yun stones on the mizbeach. So what does yun mean? Any little type of cut, of blemish on the stone is also to use. So that's the same shear. That's the same shear that the little bit on the mizbeach is the same shear as all of these. The Rishonim say, why is it mizbeach adolus then? All of these are the same shear as the mizbeach. The mizbeach is also a fifth pegima. So they talk about it. Tosas here talks about it on Amabez. He says maybe that's beforeish in the Torah. So that's different than these others that are learned out from a limud. Okay, but all of these have the shear of pegimas amizbeach. Vekama pegimas amizbeach. What is the amount of pegimas amizbeach that makes it a problem? Kidei shetach garbatzi porin. That if my fingernail would be get caught on the bump or on the nick, so that is the shear, that's the same exact shear as all the others as well. Period. Meisvei kama pekimas hamizbeach, Rav Shimon ben Yochai omer tefach, Rav Moshe ben Yaakov omer kezayis. What do you mean? There's a machlokas about the pekimas hamizbeach. How big of a pekimah it has to be. So lokasha ha besita ha ba'avna. No, it depends. The mizbeach was made out of stone, but they put a little lime in between. Kind of a little, make it a little sticky to hold it together. So, lime has more cracks in it naturally. So therefore, there's different shiurim for avna and sita. Stones have a smaller shear, and sita has a little larger shear. That's how the Rashba explains it, that it's a, the halacha is based on the mitzi's difference between these. Inami, hai ka'urche v'hai ka'urche. V'ein darko shol sid, lios kol kach halak. Right, it's not the derech for sita to be so halak, so the halacha gives it a little more flexibility. Okay, Tosfos also on Tabs asks, where did they find such stones from? You can't have a stone that's cut, right? All the stones have to be naturally, you find it that size. So where do they find such stones? It's like impossible. Every stone is cut. Says Tosfos, Yim Tomar, Heich banu amizbeach. How did they build a mizbeach? De ana yimtzu avanim below pagima. Vim yachliku b'varzel yisuren. You know, we know they use the a knife. It's it puzzles it. So where did they get the stones from the mizbeach? So Tosfos says, maybe they use the shamir, that special worm. Tosfos at the end says maybe they just use small stones. But the 10th was skinny line. The Yishlomar, Perkezeon Kumakoman, Avanim Ketanos Chalakos. They use very small stones. Okay. If you look at the Rambam, the Rambam has a different source. The Rambam says, where did they get the stones from? The Rambam says, they dug down very, very deep into the ground, and they found stones that no human being had ever touched. That's what they did. Says the Rambam. The Avne, let me try to find it. where they get the stones from. Hamizbeach inosan osan elabinyan avanim. Vizeshen amram patar bizbeach adama tasali. Shayim mechubal abadama. Shalivnu vechulu vechulu. And then he says, mehechanayim evian avim izbeach. Min besulas hakarka chofrin. They used to dig into the virgin ground. Besulas hakarka. Ad shemagiyin lemakom hanikar she'eno makom avodu ubinyan umotiyim imenu avanim. O min hayam hagadol. They go to the bottom of the Mediterranean. And they get stones from there. That's never been used. They went down to find. They go to a place where there was never stones. Interestingly, the Rambam continues and says, how they washed the Mizbeach every year? They couldn't use any metal instrument. Because they might have nicked some of the stones. So said the Rambam, they used the Shmata. Even shenifkama o shenaga ba barzel achar shenivdeis b'mizbeach b'kevesh. It's not only using a nicked stone beforehand. Even if it gets nicked or broken when it is built, osa ha'evem psula. That evem becomes poshul vashar ksheros. Umalabnin nesam mizbech pa'amayim b'shona. B'pesach u'b'chag. Pesach and Sukkot, they used to clean the mizbech. U'kshem labnin osa, malabnin b'mapa. Avalo b'kafis shel barzel, shemayiga be'evem v'yifsol. That's what they used to use. That's why the Gemara says avodah zarah. That the, in their bishman ha'evanim, they nicked the mizbech to ruin it. Right, Evan Shanifkama, the Yavanim were Mishakis to Mizbeach, they broke the stones, they knew that would passel it. That's what they did. Okay, so that's the Rambam, they found it from the Psulas Karka. Tosa says they used small stones. Okay, Amar Afuna, back to Halachis of the knife. Haitav Chadlo Sar Sakina Kamechacham, Misham Tinalei. As we said on Amid Beis yesterday, one has to, a shochet has to show the knife to a chacham before he uses it. If you have a shochet that did not show the chacham beforehand, you put him in chayrim, is violating blatantly the issa d'rabbanan, the takana d'rabbanan of showing the knife. He obviously thinks that he could do it himself. And therefore, you put him in chayrim, mishamtin anlay. The Rava Amar, ma'avrin anlay. You not only put him in chayrim, but you remove him from his post. You remove him. Rashi says, "May umanuso shaloyim karbasar od." You move him if he didn't check the knife. Umachrizan abisra de treifahi, and you announce that his shechita cannot be relied upon, and his beat is treif. The Gemara says, "Ah, is this a machlokas?" One says you put him in chayrim, one says you not only put him in chayrim, you announce that his beat is treif, and you remove him. Velo pligi kan bishanimse sakino yafe, kan bishalonimse sakino yafe. Here's where you check the zayv afterwards and it was okay. Right? That's there. He just went against the chacham and therefore you just put him in chayrim. But it's not, you don't know if his meat is treif. You check the knife, it was okay. And the other case is where you check, but shalom nimsa sakino yafe, where you didn't find it. The Ritva notes, it does not say, nimsa sakino lo yafe. It says, shalom nimsa sakino yafe. Right? It's like the Mefarshim point out, in Pirkei Avos, the first paragraph, it doesn't say, amanas shalo lakabal pras. It says, shalo amanas lakabal pras. You're gonna get the pras, but you don't do it, amanas that. It's amanas shalo lakabal pras. No! That was the mistake that they made. Right? That the, tzadik ubaitus, they misunderstood their Rebbe. Right? And therefore, they thought it was amanas shalo lakabal pras. There's no schar. No, it doesn't say that in the Mishnah. It says, shalo amanas lakabal pras. Don't do it for that. But here too, the Ritva Medayik, it says, shalo nimse sakino yafem. He might have had good knives. But they were lost, they weren't able to be found, and that's why, you just have to say, we don't know, and therefore you can't trust them. Can't trust them. So that's the Ritva right here. Okay, that is one way to get out of the machlokas, to say it's not a machlokas. Ravina Amar, hecha delo nimse, this is the two cases. Hecha delo nimse sakino yafe. If you didn't find a sakino yafe, you not only say that you can't trust his shechita, but you don't want him to get any benefit from what he did. And therefore what do? Mimasme slave parsa. You dirty up all the meat that he has, b'parsa, that means the perish, the excrement of an animal, you wipe that meaning you make sure that he doesn't sell anything. You don't want him to get any hana, it basically means you throw bleach onto his meat. Right? Because you don't want him to get benefit, that's part of the knas that Chazal have, that he cannot even sell even to non-Jews. Usually nevela is kosher, nevela is butabana. Nevela is not like chelev. But nevela is mutar bana, but here we rekones him that shouldn't get any hana. Fine. Hahu tavcha delo sar sakino kame de Rava bar chinina. There was a shochet that did not show his knife to Rava bar chinina. Shamte. And he put him in chayrim. Again, this was not for the covet that the rabbis were upset. As we said earlier, that this was a takana drabanan, and the rabbi said that they shouldn't be mochel because this is a standard that they keep. There should be a type of authority that keeps shchita in a certain realm. So there was a tavcha that didn't show. So he put him in chayrim va'avre, and he removed him from his post va'achrez abisrei detrefei, and he announced that you can't buy from this butcher. Ikla from this shochet. Ikla Rab Marzucho and Rav Ashi Lagabe. Marzucho and Rav Ashi were visiting him. Amar Lahu, and he says to them, La'inu Rav Rabbanan Bemilse. You know what? This is what I did. But you know, look into the case. See if you could find any loopholes. Well, this is what I did, but maybe you could check it out. You could be ma'ayin. De Talu Beitafli. Because he has little kids at home. He has to support. Talu Beitafli. So you see, sometimes there are needs in a certain case that doesn't allow you to change the facts. Doesn't allow you to come up with a psak because of this need, but it allows you to re-research sometimes. And re-research, make sure we got everything. Try to see what you could have. The Tolo Beit Tafli, see if you could come up with a type of kula. Because in halacha, we're never biased. Right, a posek is objective. We don't know what the answer is going to be until afterwards. There is one area of halacha, the Noda Behuda says. There's one area of halacha where a posek is biased. I guess two areas of halacha. One is Eidus Isha. We're always biased for Eidus Isha by Aguna Shailos. The Mishnayos already have that. But another area is Hilchas Nida. Hilchas Nida, a posek is also biased. Again, not in a misinterpreting halacha way, but in terms of the goal that he wants to get. And you know what the Noda Behuda says? It's Mefurish of the Gemara. David HaMelech, the Gemara we all know, the Gemara Davdalin and Brachas. What does the Gemara there say? David HaMelech, he says, all the other kings, they sleep until the afternoon. But what do? I'm up early, and I'm Osek B'Shviru B'Shilya. I have my hands dirty with the Dam to figure out if it's Dam Tami or Dam Tor. What's the language of the Gemara? I'm Osek Lahatir Ishalabayla. The language of the Gemara. It's unbelievable. The Gemara doesn't say, I'm Osek to figure out if a woman is Tami or Tahar. I'm Osek in this Lahatir Ishalabayla. Because that's a weighted, again, in an objective way, but knowing that that is the goal that a posek wants to get to if he can. Okay, so Marzucho and Ravashi were visiting. So the Rav says, you know what, just check out this case, because really, if there are any kulas, I would like to be mekel. Batka Ravashi l'sakiri v'dibse yafe. So Ravashi went to check the knife that day, and he had it, his knife was good. I don't know if that means that originally Rav Rachina never checked the knives. That would have been irresponsible to put this guy in chayrim and remove him without doing it. The lechori, he checked the knives. Maybe he didn't find them. Maybe it was like the ritva said before. He couldn't find anything. Lo nimseis, and now he found the knives. The achshrei, 1 second, and then he said they will machshir him. Amale Rav Zutra v'lonechash mar l'saba. Rav Zutra says 1 second. Shouldn't you go back to our rebbe and just like make sure you go on, you're removing his psak. You're saying he's kasher. So isn't it a chashash l'kavod harishonim? Amale shluchusik avdina. No. He told me this is what I should do. He says I should check it out to see if there's any kulas. If I don't, he already gave me a license. He already gave me authority to do this. So therefore, if anybody asks, I can say it. We're just acting for him. Yeah.
It seems to me that.
Okay. Let's just finish first, and then I'll make another comment. Omar Rabba Bar Rav Huna. Yes, it's the Bach. Rabbi Avuna says, finishing up what you're allowed to use for shechtig or not. Shein telusha v'tzipor and telusha mudr l'shchotpa. If I have a detached tooth or fingernail, mudr l'shchotpa l'chachil. I'm allowed to use it to shecht. Could be of an animal. Remember, in the days of old, they didn't have knives like we have. They just needed any sharp instrument. As long as you have a tooth of an animal, if you have a fingernail, you're allowed to use it l'chachila. But didn't we learn in the previous Mishnah, chutz mimagal katsir v'hamagir v'ashi na'im atziporen, v'bnei shein chotkin, those strangle, those do dress up, right? They don't allow you to go back and forth. So how can you say shinayim atziporen? So shein ashin lo kasha ha'bachada batarti. Teeth are no problem. One versus two. The problem is two teeth, because they're not exactly equal. So if you have, let's say, the jaw of an animal, the jawbone of an animal, and you could use that for a knife, so that you can't use the chanchila, because that's, it's not even. Tzipor and tzipor and lokasha, but tlusha b'mechuberes. And tzipor and tzipor, and also, the difference is, tlusha and mechuberes, that's the difference between whether it's allowed to be used or not. Okay, we just finished talking about, a little bit, not fully, what one is allowed to use for shechita, and as we said, as we know, you gotta use a smooth knife. That's what we say. So we could have mentioned this any day of the past couple of days, but I mentioned it now because we have some time. And that is, the Sefer Chinuch discusses in, not in Mitzvah Yurches, but in Mitzvah Tuf Nun Aleph, in the Mitzvah of Shechita, which is later on in the Torah. By the way, those Mitzvah Shir listeners, hopefully we'll get back to the Mitzvah Shir at the end of August. I'll get back to Eretz Yisrael. Just, not the Mitzvah Shir is not taking place over the summer. As you could have guessed, I haven't given one in 2 weeks. Anyway, but the Mitzvah Tuf Nun Aleph, Mitzvah Shechita in Parshas Zra'eh, the Chinuch talks about Shekol Mi Sheyirtzeh Lechol Basar Mehem Ochaya Ov Sheyishchor Sam Tchila Karoi. The Chinuch counted as a mitzvah. We discuss this back on Daf Beis. Machlokas Rishonim, whether Shechita is counted as a mitzvah Aseidah Oraisa or not. The Rambam and the Chinuch following him counts it. The Ravid is very upset. The Ravid says, why should he count Shechita? It's like, if you want a Shecht, you can Shecht. If not, then there's no mitzvah. The Ravid holds that just the Matir element is not enough to count it as a mitzvah Aseidah Oraisa. The Rambam does. I'm going to count it. There are other examples of this as well, but Shechit is a machlokas Rishonim, whether it's a mitzvah or not. The Chinuch describes what is the svara for the mitzvah of Shechita. So, one svara is that there is no svara. Right? There is no svara. It's Gzeiras HaKasev. There's a medrash. The medrash Allah tells us that it's Gzeiras HaKasev. This medrash is quoted by that long Ramban by Shiluach HaKan. If you ever saw it in Parashat Kisei, it's a long Ramban that talks about Tamei HaMitzvahs. The Rabban quotes the Medrash. V'chima ichvas lo lakadosh baruch hu, shochet behema va'ochel, onocher va'ochel, klumata moilo, o klumata mahziko. Does it make a difference how you kill the animal? O ma ichvas lo bein ochel tahoros o ochel tameos, im chachamta, chachamta lecha, holoni, right? So what's the difference? If you shechted a little bit over here, a little bit over there, we're going to get to it in a minute, the next Mishnah. Where you do the Shechita, does it really make a difference? The point of Shechita is to follow what HaKadosh Baruch Hu told you to do. Hashem told you to do it in this way, so you do it in this way. That is, the Ramban quotes that Medrash in Perech HaBeis Pasuk Vav in Parshat Kisei. So according to that, there is no Svara. But the Chinuch, as is his wont, discusses Svaras in Mitzvah Tafnun Aleph. And he says, number one, says maybe the most dam goes out of there, so that's why I want to remove. It's part of the idea of removing all of the dam. Like we know, there's an isser of achilas dam. And number two, he says v'yonomer tam b'shchidim netzavar lo litzaaron. I'm sorry, kadesh shelo netzair ba'alechaim yoser midai. Ki atorah hitir la'adam l'ma'alato lizon mehen l'chol tzrachav lo litzaaron chinam. Tzar ba'alechaim. This is one of many sources. Rav Asher Weiss points out that there are at least 11 sources in the Rishonim for the Isser of Tzar Bal Echayim, even though the Gemara never quotes a source. Throughout Shas, the Gemara quotes the concept of Tzar Bal Echayim, never a source is quoted. There are many sources quoted in the Rishonim and the Achronim. This is one of them, of the Rishonim, Tzar Bal Echayim. Right, that even though over the ages, many of the Umos HaOlam have taken us to task, even in our generation, in certain countries in Europe where they have passed or tried to pass anti-Shechita laws because they say it is cruel, but we know Chazal tell us it's the fastest way of killing an animal. Tzar Bal Echayim, and therefore that's the Sefer HaChinuch in Mitzvah Tafnun Aleph. The Ramban himself talks about this as well. Back in Bereishis, when he talks about Noach, when he talks about the fact that Noach was allowed to eat animals and not Adam. Adam had six mitzvahs. Noach gets all the credit because he got the seventh. But really, Adam had six mitzvahs. Only Abram and Achai was afterwards, because Adam wasn't allowed to eat animals. But after the Mabul, then the Pasuk tells us, then we were allowed to eat animals. And the Rabban emphasizes this. V'hayazel, what is the reason? This is Aleph Chavtes. It's in Brachos. Mipnei she'ba'alei nefesh hatnua yeshlem ksas maila benafsham. The ba'alei nefesh hatnua, the movers. Right, like what the Kuzari called the Ba'alei Chayim. The domain, the inanimate objects, the tzomech, the growers, bal chai, and medaber. Four levels of being according to the Kuzari. So he says, the ba'alei nefesh, they have maila benafsham, nidmu ba'al le'ba'alei nefesh hamaskeles, v'yesh lohem bechira, b'tovasam umizonehem. Let's call that instinct. Right? They have instinct. V'yivrichu minatzar v'hamisa, v'yakasuf omer. The pasuk says, this is one of those controversial pasuks that almost left Koheles out of Tanakh. Mi yodea ruach bnei ha'adam ha'ola hi lamala v'ruach ha'behema ha'yeredes hi lamata la'aretz. Who knows the difference between people and animals? It's one of those, like Gemara Megillah says, it was almost left out because of psukim like that. V'kasher chatu, when the people sinned, v'hishchus kol basar is darko al ha'aretz, v'nigzar shayamusu b'mabul, u'bavar noach, yitzil mehem l'kiyum amin, nasan lemershus l'shrov alecho, kikiyum am ba'aburo. Right? So we were able to eat it, but originally we weren't able to eat it. But, and that he says, and that's why you have the idea of Shechita, because Tzar Bala Chaim Daraisa. It's the same idea as the Sefer HaChinuch in that context. He mentioned, okay, I think I'll go with the last couple of weeks. The, interesting Ha'ara of the Abu Draham. The Abu Draham says, the only bracha that we don't say Borei in is Shahakol. Borei Menei Mizonos. Borei Pri Adama. Why? Why don't we say, Borei Atzakol? It's because he says, included in Shahakol is meat. And meat wasn't nivra for a person to eat. So you can't say Borei when it comes to Basar. That's why you say Shahakol Nihyeh B'dvaro. It became Nihyeh B'dvaro. But it wasn't originally nivra for that purpose, and therefore we don't say the word borei. And just that's in past history. Just going in future history, Rav Kook writes in his Siddur on Elokai Netzar, in the future when Mashiach comes, the only karbanos that we're going to bring, this is a controversy, the only karbanos that we're going to bring are minachas, made out of grain. That's why we say Be'arva Lashem Minchas Yehuda V'Yerushalayim Kimei Olam. Because in the future, just like maybe before the Mabul, the behemoths had das. There'll be so much das of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that it'll be all over the universe and the world. So we won't bring them as karbanos anymore. We'll learn about them, but we'll bring them as karbanos. That's why only menachas.
Does that apply to eating meat bechlal? That's
a good question. What about eating meat bechlal? Rav Kook only says, you can look, on Elokai Netzar, in Oros HaTfilah, Oros HaRaya, I think it's called. What is, Olat HaRaya. Olat HaRaya, his commentary on Tfilas, he says it there on Elokai Netzar. So I don't think he talks there about the general meat. Maybe I'll have to look at it again. It's been a while. Okay. Weiter. I don't know too many Rav Kooks, but that's one on the Siddur. Okay. Hashochet, Weiter in the Mishnah. So let's get to some hardcore Shechita Halachas. Hashochet b'magal katsir b'derech halichasa. If somebody uses a magal katsir, which we just said in the previous Mishnah on Tesvavim Abeis that you're not allowed to use. If you use a magal katsir, it's pasul. So now the Mishnah is going into a little more detail of that. Not totally pasul. If you went only in one direction, derech halichasa, b'shami posel, b'shami still pasul, because you might go in the other direction, and he pasul it even b'dieved for that reason. U'beisil machshir, and beisil says, no, if you only went in one direction, it is okay. If you shaved it down, though, and you made it smooth, then fine. It's like a knife, and then you could use it. Rabbi Yochanan has a tremendous limit. When Beis Hillel is machshir, he doesn't say you're allowed to eat it. Not allowed to eat it. He says it's good enough that you don't have to assume it's nevela. Right? It's not that nevela is also to eat, and it's also an avatuma. So, Rabbi Yochanan says that Beis Hillel never allowed you to eat it. He just says it's not tame. Amar Ravashi Dekanami, and Ravashi says it seems that way from the language of the Mishnah. Diktani, because the Mishnah says, Beishamai Poslin, Ubeis Hillel Machshirin. The language that they use is Pasul and Kasher. Veloktani, Beishamai Osrin, Ubeis Hillel Matirin. Doesn't say Asr and Mutter, which Ravashi says would have been a better Lashon if you want to know it is Mutter to eat. The Gemara says, 1 minute. Ula Taimech, listening Beishamai Mitaman, Ubeis Hillel Matarin. If it's only about the Tum and Tara, so you have an even better lashon that the Mishnah could have used. Ella poslan machshirin, poslan matirin chadam milsi. There's no difference, and therefore don't be medayik. Don't be medayik in the language of the Mishnah. Therefore, the stomach of the Gemara says against Rabbi Yochanan. There's no raya from the Mishnah, and Beisal in Achinami could mean that it is mutter even to eat, even though Rabbi Yochanan had a limit. Okay. Next Mishnah. So now we get to talk about the first in the Mishnayos of the Psulei Shechita. As we had back on Daftes we had that Tabach has to know Hilcha Shechita, what is Hilcha Shechita, and we had the Psulei Shechita listed, Shehiya Drasa Chalada Hagrama V'Iker. So now we're going to talk about number four, Hagrama. Hagrama meant that if I shecht an animal outside the area that is the Makam HaShechita. So there is a Machlokes. What is the area? What is the area? So if anybody has those, the Chulin picture books, which we'll use Be'ez Hashem more in the third parak, but, they might have a picture of this, today we don't need the picture, but, it'll help if one needs, if one has it. So we're talking about what is the place of Shechita. So it says the Mishnah. Hashochet mitocha tabaz v'shir ba malo machra pnei kula. The Mishnah describes, and Rashi explains this beautifully. Rashi says that the whole, The trachea of the animal is surrounded by rings. So any place in between those rings is okay to shecht. Those rings, as we'll see in the beginning of the Gemara in a minute, aren't rings that go all the way around. They're rings that go all the way around. They're rings that go three quarters of the way around. What? Right? Right, so right, three quarters of the way. Except the top one. The top one goes all the way around. Right, that's the Tabas Hagadah, excuse me, the Tabas Hagadola, the great ring. The ring that goes all the way around. So says the Mishnah, if I shecht mitocha Tabas, I shecht all the way at the tippy top edge of that top ring, and I left a thin layer above on the side of the animal's head, I left the Shia Bamalo Hachut al Pnei Kula, I left a thin layer on the towards the head, that's fine. As long as I left a thin amount up towards the head of the animal, that's fine. That's considered a makam ashchita. Mashba from the Tanakama, and this is a very lumda shita, if I didn't leave it al pnei kula, let's say I did the shchita, I shechted rov simanim properly, and after rov simanim, I cut towards the head and I went out, it's still pasul. Even though I could have stopped the shchita. I could have stopped after rov simanim. Right, you only need rov simanim, you don't need all simanim. But if I shechted rov simanim, and then I went out, that pasuls. That pasuls. That's the shita of the Tanakama. You have to leave al pnei kula. Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda, Omer, no, malo mchut al pnei ruba. No, you only need rov. You only need rov once you shechted most of the animal, so then it's fine, the last part doesn't matter. It's already kosher. You can do whatever you want. It's already a kosher animal. You can stick any blade in the animal. Says the Gemara, Rav Shmuel Darmi Chavayu, Halacha, Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda. Halacha is like Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda, that as long as you have the robe, it's okay. Why? Rashi quotes, Ruba Kakulo. Big Shas Sugya. Ruba Kakulo. Rove is like coal. But then, Rav Shmuel add, another point. The Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda lo Amar, Ela Batabas Hagadola. Holu Makefes, I'll call Akana. And even Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda, when does he apply the principle of Ruba Kakulo? Only in this context, in terms of the place where the Shechita takes place. If I do most of the Shechita in the Tabaz Gedola, and then I go out, I can say Ruba Kakulo, it's fine. Aval Bishar Tabaos, lo. But by other Tabaos, what does that mean? By Shar Tabaos, look at Rashi, second line in the Gemara. Aval Bishar Tabaos, Ein shchitaso kshera betochan klal. Ela bein tabas l'tabas. During all the other rings, I'm not allowed to shecht on the ring, I have to shecht between the rings. Why? Because those rings aren't considered a makam shchita. Why? Because it only goes most of the way around, not the whole way around. 1 minute! Doesn't he hold the principle of Ruba Kakulo? Ah, he only holds the principle of Ruba Kakulo in terms of the makam ashchita on the top ring. If I do the act of shchita mostly in the right place, then even if I go up the last edge, it's fine, Ruba Kakulo. But to make a place ro'i to do shchita on the other rings, it only goes most of the way around. So is that considered a makam ashchita? No, you have to do it only on where it goes all the way around. That's considered part of the pipe. And if not, you just got to do it in between on the pipe itself. Right, that is the chiddush of Rav and Shmuel. Even though Rabbi Yehuda holds of the principle of Ruba Kakulo, he doesn't always hold of it. He holds of the principle of Ruba Kakulo, and you got to think of the lumdus why this should be. But Ruba Kakulo only on the upper ring, where you're using Ruba Kakulo to determine makam. You did most of the act properly, and you can't mess it up at the end because of Ruba Kakulo. But in terms of defining a makam ashchita in the first place, because all the other rings only go most of the way around and not the whole way around, then you don't see Ruba Kakulo there, and those are not makam ashchitas. That's the chiddush of Rav and Shmuel. Okay, Rashi says it's the Pharish on the third to last line. V'yalva gav de makifin ruba, even though all the other rings go around most of the way. Tzichi yisle le Rabbi Yosi, ruba kakulo, hanimili b'makam ashchita v'shachad rubo. Laha milsa armini ruba kakulo. Ava l'shavye makam kasha l'shchita, to make it into a makam, so then that is no good. Fine. That's Rav and Shmuel. So now says the Gemara, u'bishar tabos lo? Is that really true? You can't shecht on any of the other rings? Meaning, what's the makam ashchita according to the shita? In between any of the rings or on the tabas hagadola? That's it. Those are the places to shecht. The only reason you're allowed to shecht on the tabas hagadola, because you think about it, because the tabas, you can see the rings aren't the simmon. The simmon's inside the rings. So why should you be able to shecht on the tabos? The answer is if it goes all the way around, it's considered part of the pipe. But the other ones are not. So the Gemara says, is that really true? Pshar Tabos lo. Vatanya, Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda. Same person says, Hashochit Pshar Tabos, if you shecht in the other rings, Afal Pishein Makifos is Kalakana, even though they don't go all the way around, Hol Makifos is Rova Kana Shkidasuk Shera. Before she gets what Rav and Shmuel just said. Rav Yosef Yehuda does say that you're allowed to shecht on the rest of the rings because they go most of the way around, and therefore you can apply the principle of Ruba Kakulo. Before we answer the question, just the rest of the brisa is quoted. Umugremes psula. Mugremes, what does that mean? Rashi says on the third line, afilu ruba betocha tabas umiuta lamala mitabas gadola. A separate statement that the Rabbanan are saying that if you shecht it partially out of the place of shechita, it's possible. Hey, Rabbi Chanina ben Antigonus, al hamugremes ikshera. Okay, but Antigonus says no, that's okay, it's kosher. Why? Not that he doesn't hold of the psul shechita called agrama, but he says the shear is a higher shear. Meaning, even on the side of the Tabas Gadola, that's the Makam HaShechita. There's another area, which Rashi says is called the Kova. It's like a hat. It's like a little, a cover on top of the animal that's even further up. That's the Makam HaShechita. But not the, so that's what, it doesn't mean here that, Mugremes, he doesn't hold of that Psule Shechita. So he said, no, the Mugremes that is being spoken about here is kosher because the shear is even higher. Okay, question mark. Well, we're back to the question. There's a stira in Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda. How could Rav and Shmuel say that shechting on any of the other tabos is not okay? The Brisa says it is okay. Rav Yosef answers, Rav Yosi bar Yehuda Tartikamar. Really, Rav Yosi bar Yehuda holds Ruba Kakula by both of them. Rav and Shmuel, Savri Kavasi Bechada, Polikale Bechada. Rav and Shmuel only hold like him in one of these statements and not the other one. Again, keep it clear. Rav Yosi bar Yehuda says the principle of Ruba Kakula in two areas. Number one, in terms of the Maisa Shechita. Once you do the Maisa Shechita in the proper place, then even if you did the last little bit of it outside the proper place, that's okay. Right, that's number one. And number two, in terms of what is called a Makam Shechita, as long, even if the Tabaz only goes over the way around, that's also considered a Makam Shechita, Ruba Kakulo. So Rav Yosi Yehuda says it by both. Rav and Shmuel only say it by number one and not number two. That's what the Gemara says. The Gemara says, one second, V'hallo Amar Ka'amri. If you look at the language of Rav and Shmuel, they didn't say, we hold like him only by one, not by the other. They said, he only said it by here and not there. So V'hallo Amar Ka'amri. The Gemara says, Hachi Kamar. You're right. Halacha Kemoso B'tabas Gedolov and Halacha Kemoso B'Shavar Tabos. Basically, don't take the language so literally. They only meant to say that he should have only said it here, because that's why we only paskin like him. By the Tabas Gedola and not by the other Tabos. Fine. Period. Kisalik Reb Zera. When Reb Zera went up to Eretz Yisrael, Acha Mugremes to Rav Shmuel. He used to eat the Mugremes, meaning the part that went up above the Tabas Gedola of Rav Shmuel. Amri Lei, Lav Me'asu Rav Shmuel Ad? Aren't you from Rav Shmuel's place? And they didn't allow you to do this. So Amri Lahu, Man Amra, Yosef Barchia. What? Who was the statement of Rav Shmuel said in the name of? Rav Yosef was the one. Yosef Barchia is Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef was the one that said it in the name of Rav Shmuel. Yosef Barchia Mikuli Amak Amir. Is he an authoritative, Rav Yosef, was he authoritative to quote everything in the right way? Mikuli Amak Amir, he gets things from all over the place. Wow. Shama Rav Yosef Ikpid. Rav Yosef heard that. He got very upset. Amar, Anama Kuli Amma Gamirna. What are you talking about? I'm not reliable. Anama Rav Yehuda Gamirna. I got the statement from Rav Yehuda. Diafilu Sviki de Gavri Garis. Rav Yehuda, we mentioned this. Rav Yehuda was a Talmud of Rav and a Talmud of Shmuel. Talmud of both. Sometimes the Gemara says Rav Yehuda Marav, sometimes Rav Yehuda Marshmuel. So he, if he wasn't sure about something, he even said both ways, because he wasn't sure. He is an unbelievably reliable source. Damar Rav Yehuda, just as an example. Damar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav Yirmiyah Baraba. Safik Mishmei Darav, Safik Mishmei Dishmuel. I heard this either in the name of Rav and Shmuel, this is what I heard. But you see that he's quoting both, just in case. What was the halacha? Shlosha Matirnas of Bechar, Mevakam Shein Mumcha. As we spoke about earlier, by Bechar, usually you need a chacham to say that a Bechar is a mum kavua in order for it to be chulin biad kohen. Let's say there's no big rabbi around. So you're allowed to have three adyotos. Three adyotos are also allowed to say, you know what, yeah, this is pretty clear that this is a mum kavua, and therefore you could treat it loses its kedusha and the kohen could have it. But you see, so Rav Yosef says, what are you talking about? I am very authoritative. I got it from Rav Yehuda. So, period. So the Gemara says, one second. For Rav Zera, who came from Rav and Shmuel, Leslie Nosen Alav Chumri Amakam Sheyatsa Misham V'Chumri Amakam Shehalach L'Sham. He doesn't hold of that principle, that if you come from a place of Chumra, you have to be Machmir. So what, they're here in Eretz Yisrael, when he came, they were Mekel, but he came from Rav and Shmuel's place. Shouldn't he have to be machmir? Chumer is hamakam sheyatsa misham. So Amar Abaya, hani mili mi bavel labavel. Ume Eretz Yisrael, Eretz Yisrael. That's only if you go to an equal place. Inami, me Eretz Yisrael labavel. Avol mi bavel Eretz Yisrael. But if you make aliyah, kivan danan kaifinan lehu avdinan kavasayhu. If you make aliyah, since we, says Abaya, we in Bnei Bavel are meshubid to the Bnei Eretz Yisrael, then Bnei Eretz Yisrael wins. You go to Eretz Yisrael, you could take on the Eretz Yisrael minhagim, says Abaya. So Tosfos points out, the Gemara beginning of Sanhedrin says, in terms of Dini Mamanis, Bavel is more powerful, so you're mechal between Issa Vehetra and Dini Mamanis. That's what Tosfos says. But either way, says Abaya, you don't have to worry about the previous minhagim. Let's just do the other answer for a minute. Ravashi Amar, Afilo Temam Yuvel Eretz Yisrael, no, even going from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael, Hani Mili Hecha Daito Lachsar. You only have to take upon the minhagim if you're going to go back. Reb Zera, that's the last one. Reb Zera had no intention of going back. There are many stories in Shas about Reb Zera making aliyah. The end of Ksubis, Reb Zera was hiding because Rav Yehuda didn't want him to make aliyah. Right? He said if you go to from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel Yisrael over Basay, right? Before the Shalosh Shvuos Sugis. But he went anyway. But anyway, the Gemara in Bamitzi even says, and I think it's Pehei, I think I wrote it down, Pehei, that Reb Zera was Gozer Tainus. He fasted in order to forget all of his learning from Bavel. Because he wanted to go in with a clean slate for Eretz Yisrael. He fasted, he should forget his Torah from Eretz Yisrael. So he finds that, he was very big. He was a big, he was big in terms of aliyah. That's what he went. Ain't Ida Lachzer. He had no intention of going back, and therefore he went. I saw the Sharim Siyan Balacha. He quotes the Sefer HaEshkol, where he says, why was he called Reb Zera? In the Yerushalmi, his name was really Reb Zeira. Why was he called Reb Zera? So he quotes in the name of Rav Haigon. Umirov Chachmaso Hayikarno Reb Zera Miloshun Zer Zahav. It was like a crown. Zer from the Lushan of a crown. Velo Zeira Miloshun Zeirusa. So maybe he says that. He said the Efshar, and then he says maybe he was called Zeira. Zeira means small. That was his real name was Zeira. But Zeira because he was from short. Why short? Because that Gemara in Bamitzia that I just quoted says that he forgot his learning. But he also said he fasted because he wanted to make sure that he was on his high spiritual level. And just to test his spiritual level, he used to go into ovens to make sure he wasn't burned. See if he doesn't get burned by jumping into ovens. So one time he went in and he got burned. Well, he got burned, so that's why they called him, his legs got burned, they called him, Ragutza Shuka, I forgot the exact, Charech Shuka, the singed leg one. Right, that was Reb Zera. That was from that Gemara. Okay, let's, continue. Okay, there's a lot here to talk about in terms of, Daito Lachzar. In Daito Lachzar, what about a Ben Chutzlaret, that is an Eretz Yisrael, the big sugyas of how many days do you keep? Rov, if we have time at the end, we'll go through it. Rov assumed that it is, it's 2 days. But the minority of post-game, the Chacham Svi is 1 day. Okay, but this is this is a big sugya. Maybe we'll have a shear on it. Okay, but now let's continue though. Amar le'abayeler of Yosef, v'harabana da'asumi mechuza, amri mishmeder of Nachman mugremes kshera. But wait a minute, Abayeler of Yosef, but the Rabbana came from mechuza, which was also from Bavel, and they said mugremes kshera. So what are you telling me? The whole Shiloh was, oh, Rav Shmuel or Machmir, they're from Bavel, and Bavel and Minhag Asmi Machmir. There were those that came from Mechuzah, it was another place in Bavel, and there it says Kasher, they're Mako. Amar Leh, Nara, Nara Upashte. Which is a very famous line that's used in Shuvah Sfarim to teach us. What does it mean? It means literally every river goes its own way. Nara, Nara Upashte. It means, yeah, that's Elu Ve'elu. Nara, Nara Upashte, whatever the Minhag is fine. Right, so you're right, there are different minhagim even within Bavel. That's what Rashi says, and the Lord Rabbeinu Gershom also. Look at Rabbeinu Gershom on the bottom. Klomar shekshem shekol nahar yeshlo gesher shelo levado kach kolam akomos ein lohem das echas ela elu yeshlohem das echas u'makam acher das shelohem. So there's different, basically elu ve'elu, as we've spoken about before. Weiter. Reb Shimon ben Lakish achshir bechuda dekova. Reb Shlakish was machshir even the point of the hat. The hat, as I just said, is on top of the tabas gadola. So where the pointy part of it at the top, he says even that's the border. That's the border of shchita for hagrama purposes. Kari alei Rabbi Yochanan gisa gisa. Rabbi Yochanan said, "Whoa, what's gisa gisa?" Rashi says it means too much, too much. Gisa Gisa, Rashi says. The Ritva says, no, it means Gisa, brother-in-law. Gis, brother-in-law, brother. He's talking about brothers-in-law. He says, what are you doing, Gis? What are you doing? Going too far. Gisa Gisa. Right, so Rashi and the Ritva. Amr Pabi Mishpe the Rava, Paga Bechiti Trefa. A different shear. Rav Papi says in the name of Rava, if you hit the wheat is within the helmet, Rashi explains, are pieces of cartilage, pieces of muscle that look like wheat kernels. So that's the shear. Not all the way up top at the tip, but by the wheat. If you hit the wheat, it's shetrefa. Iba elohu, paga. What does it mean if you met them? Paga v'naga b'hen? Does it mean if you hit them, you mamish went through them? That's the problem? Dechsiv v'yifka bo v'yamos? Odilma paga v'lo naga. What if you didn't, that's a border that even if you don't hit them, but if you graze them, that's also a problem. Right, which one? Dechsiv v'yifku bo malach elokim. Right, he met them, so that's a shayla that is not answered. Little more, let's just finish up. Itmar Amra Papa Mishmei Derava Shir Bechitek Shire. If you left over the Shchite, those, if you left them above where you're Shechite from, that is Kasher. Amra Ava Meimar Bar Mar Yenuka Havi Kaimna Kamei Drebichia Breder of Avia. I was younger. Va'amarli Shir Bechitek Shire. And he said to me that if you left over a little piece of those wheat cartilage up top, it's kosher. Amali Rav Yidel Ravashi, Amali Rav Shemen Misuvra, Iklo Marzutra La'asr. Marzutra once came to visit us. The Dara Shir Bechitek Shire. And he darshin, if you left over the chiti, the cartilage, it looks like wheat, it is kosher. Period. Okay, we'll stop here. Maybe we'll start a little bit tomorrow with the Yontif Sheni discussion. We'll see how much there is, but we get into more Hagrama issues in the coming days. Okay, we'll stop here. Hopefully the Parsha Shir will be up later today.